to
five things connected by one common theme.
Counting them down. This is Ben and Christie's top five.
Maybe you're thinking of taking up a sport, but maybe soccer, footy, you know, cricket, maybe they're boring or too mainstream. So today, I'm talking about the top five unusual sports and activities that you guys can get into from around the world.
Well, maybe these are things that you can get up to over the weekend if you're bored.
100%.
Okay, number five.
The running of the nudes.
So, what's that involve?
Well, they do it in Spain, and it's actually a bit of a more of a protest against animal cruelty because of the running of the bulls
do there. Yeah, yeah.
So thousands of people run nude, big nude run.
Oh, so people run.
Man.
Do you run from the nudies?
No, like, I just says it, I think it's just a nude run.
Are they like, release the nudes, and then
I would be in the nudes.
I'd be the people running. If I was there, I would actually run faster from the nudies than I would be running from the bulls.
Man,
honestly,
I would go to Spain just to do that.
There is nothing more confronting than somebody running at you naked. Like,
really?
I'm sorry.
How often does that happen to you?
Not often, but I'm saying.
You said it's nothing more confronting. How often is this happening?
Maybe once or twice. But but honestly, if there was a horde of nude people running, I mean, yeah, gravity's not kind sometimes.
All right, moving along. Number four, freshwater yabby races. Genuine sport happens out at Talbot, which is in regional Victoria.
Ah, so it's not a race to catch them.
They literally put the yabbies down in their own little lane and the yabbies run. And it's a freshwater yabby race.
So do they
and you can put a bet on it.
Do they have champions?
Yeah.
Do they have a champion yabby?
Yeah, there would be a champion yabby. Someone out there right now could be a yabby racing champion.
What makes a champion yabby? Is it like big claws and move around quick?
Maybe, I don't know, I'd put food at the end, get him to scurry.
Long legs. Yeah, good on you.
Number three, the wife carrying festival. True.
I've heard of this.
Happens in Finland.
So they actually get their wife, chuck them over the shoulder and run a race.
235 metre course. And for the ladies to actually go into it, they actually have to pass a certain set of rules. Example, weight, height, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, because I was going to say, can you imagine during the year in the lead up to that race, the hubby at the tea table would be like, all right, who wants seconds? And the wife would be like, yeah, me. And he'd be like,
Not if I'm carrying you on my back.
Yeah, I've got to chuck you on my back, honey.
Number two, the shin kicking competition. This is true. This is a real sport. I think it's in Scotland, but don't hold me to that. But it's where two people look at each other and they take turns of kicking each other right in the shins.
What?
And if you kick that person, he falls down, you get a point, and then vice versa. And that's how the game is won.
You know what that is? That's dumb.
That is, well, and particularly, I was a soccer player, used to be. And even when I will, shin pads in your copper, they're kills. So, like, imagine.
So dumb.
Want to go? I'll give it to you.
Can you imagine the battle scars you'd have after that? Look, that's just stupid.
It's a sport.
That's not a sport. That's stupidity. That's what that is.
Says Christy.
Yeah.
Number one, of the most unusual sports and activities I could find, this is awesome. This goes to the real owl, wobble and ramble, right? You're probably thinking, what the hell is that? Now, this is a fun walk that happens in the Welsh countryside. You have a choice when you sign up for it, for 15, 25 or 35 miles in distance.
Yeah.
The thing that makes it, right?
The wobble. What's the wobble
thing? At every checkpoint, there's free beer. It's an actual thing.
Because you'll
the
be wobbling.
Wobble and ramble.
You'll be wobbling by the end of it.
Yeah,
that's
literally
why they call it that.
The thing is, though, when I was reading about this morning, they reckon that a lot of people get so plastered that they lose the course and they end up getting lost.
Can you imagine? They're like, where's race number, runner number 23? He's like down the pub.
He's down the pub where he's nicked off.
He never
climbed
finished.
A tree. Exactly.
Star FM's Ben and Christie. Ben and Christie.